see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Record lows well below zero are sweeping the nation's midsection. It comes on the heels of deadly flooding in the south, where snow fell overnight. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Clarksville, Tennessee.
More than 87 million people will be affected by this deep freeze. That includes families here not only dealing with 6 inches of snow already on the ground, but floodwaters still surrounding so many homes across the Kentucky and Tennessee border here.
The mayor of New York City has been ordered to show up in federal court today, along with reps for the Justice Department, to explain why his corruption case was scrapped. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Justice Department lawyers and Mayor Adams will try to make their case to drop the charges. The Trump administration's move to dismiss the case has led to accusations that Adams made a deal for leniency in exchange for help with the president's immigration agenda. He denies the charges, but Adams could have even more troubles. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is said to be considering removing him from office, which, as governor, she has the power to do.
The Kremlin says President Trump and Vladimir Putin could meet in person before the end of the month, after envoys from both the U.S. and Russia met in Riyadh yesterday to plan negotiations to end the war in Ukraine. Correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab is at the foreign desk.
You should have never started it. You could have made a deal.
The president's suggestion that Ukraine started the war and not Russia, which launched a full-scale invasion nearly 3 years ago, has shocked Ukrainian and European leaders who were also left out of the talks. It's also a view apparently not shared by Keith Kellogg, the Trump administration's envoy to Ukraine, who arrived in Kyiv this morning.
Kind of nice that I'm here just a few days before the third anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Officials in Port St. Lucie, Florida, say a two-year-old boy was on a bed with his mother when he reached for a gun nearby and shot himself to death. Police Chief Leon Nimchik.
If you're going to have a firearm and you're going to have children in the house, obviously the gun needs to be secured.
Says the weapon belonged to the mother's fiance. Investigators still trying to figure out exactly why a Delta flight burst into flames and flipped over on a runway at the airport in Toronto Monday. The airline CEO, Ed Bastian, spoke exclusively with CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
It was an experienced crew. There's one level of safety at Delta between our mainline and our regional jets. All these pilots train for these conditions. They fly under all kinds of conditions at all the airports in which we operate.
All 80 people on board survived. Two are still hospitalized. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It was a duplex on Gilson Street in Racine that exploded last night. Only two people were hospitalized. They were rushed to Milwaukee for treatment. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. In Racine's April election, Jens Jorgensen will face incumbent Melissa Caprillion for the 5th Aldermanic District. Grace Allen and Pat Schwanke will compete for the 9th District seat. Full election results can be found at RacineCountyEye.com. Kenosha voters rejected a $115 million spending request for Kenosha Unified yesterday. About 54% voted against it. Rebecca Stevens, Valerie Kretschmer, Carl Bryan, and Andreas Mamalakis advanced as the top four candidates for two open Kenosha Unified School Board seats. And the state Supreme Court dismissed a lawsuit concerning Racine's 2022 use of a mobile voting van. The court ruled that the Republican Party official that filed the lawsuit lacked standing. The ruling did not opine on the legality of the mobile voting site itself. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a 9-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff, recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers' Blake Perkins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally crawling out of the deep freeze here this week. Partly sunny, slight improvement today, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 5 below and 15 below. A low of 7 tonight with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a few flurries. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 24. Right now, it's 1 above 0.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning, Dan Marcus. We have made it past Tuesday. It's Wednesday, middle of the week. Safe to say we're on the downhill slide towards the weekend. Enjoy the tunes, WRJN.
Sooner or later, love is going to catch up. Sooner or later. just a matter of time before you make up your mind. Give all that love that you've been hiding. It's just a question of when. I've told you time and again. I get all the love you've been denying.
Sooner or later, love is gonna get you. Sooner or later, girl, you got to get it. Sooner or later, love is gonna let you.
Oh, yeah.
Sooner or later, love is gonna win.
You say you'll never be mine, but darling, there'll come a time. I taste all that love that you've been hiding. It's just a question of time before you make up your mind.
Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Single day singing.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man.
you got to have your tribe. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I'm going to take you to a Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. Heaven, you know I love. Inside my car, I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. Right now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, need you, won't you? I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, X-Golf Kenosha. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green and experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 famous courses, hit the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and get $40 simulator certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Howell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
We'll be right back.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Badgers last night, men's basketball, beat Illinois. That's 5 in a row for them. They're hoping for 6 in a row, taking on the Ducks Saturday in a game you can hear on WRJN.
Lay, 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 lay across my big breast bed. Lay, 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 lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make them smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Born and raised. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and let's bring Stuart J. Waddles in with this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a side-by-side duplex that was destroyed in an explosion in Racine last night. Somehow, only two people were injured, and they were taken to Milwaukee for treatment. It happened at a duplex on Gilson Street near Ashland, a couple blocks north of Mitchell Middle. The Racine Fire Department was out in the cold for nearly 5 hours trying to take down the flames. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. Damage is estimated to be at around $200,000 for the duplex. However, that doesn't take into account damage to nearby properties. The race for two Racine seats are set for April. The city's fifth aldermanic district has been narrowed to Jens Jorgensen and Melissa Caprillion for the April election. Caprillion is the incumbent and got the second highest vote total yesterday in the district. Grace Allen and Pat Schwanke will compete for the ninth district seat. Racine County voters preferred Brittany Kinzer in the contest for state superintendent. She did advance statewide to face Jill Underly in April. Check out RacineCountyEye.com for a full overview of the election results. A $115 million spending request was denied by just over 1,300 Kenosha voters. The Kenosha Unified School District's $115 million referendum was rejected in the spring primary election yesterday. The measure sought to exceed the district's state-imposed revenue limit by $23 million annually for 5 years. It failed, with about 54% voting against it. Kenosha Unified has a $19 million budget deficit. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally crawling out of the deep freeze here this week. Partly sunny, slight improvement today, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 5 below and 15 below. A low of 7 tonight with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a few flurries. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 24. Right now, it's 3 degrees.
Yeah.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. This guy's going back out on tour. Has been. I don't think he's ever stopped, actually. Gary Lewis, going to be at Summerfest in July. WRJN.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
who's your daddy, here is he rich like me, has he taken any time to show you what you need to live, tell it to me slowly, tell you why, I really want to know, it's the time of the season for love.
Song Wildfire about a horse. It was done by Michael Martin Murphy, and it was a crossover between pop and country charts. Well, that's not the nugget for today. That's not the nugget. It's the follow-up to that song. See if you remember the song that peaked at number 21. It's next, and boy, does this sound like John Denver or what? On the way from WRJN.
Bob and weave through the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at RacineTheater.org.
Our record energy costs, putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
There's the vault door. And here's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. Song that hasn't been on the radio for a while, and I'm about to change that. This may be the newest song you ever hear on WRJN. It's from 1975. Now, who was popular in 1975? There was Fleetwood Mac. There were the Eagles. There was John Denver. And this next artist, the artist for this nugget, I think sounded a lot like John Denver. Wasn't trying to copy him, but he was certainly influenced by his style, in my opinion. Or maybe the record company made him sound like John Denver. In any event, Michael Martin Murphy had a hit that made the top five in early 75 called Wildfire, song about a horse. And this song was the follow-up. The song is called Carolina in the Pines. And see if you don't hear some influence from John Denver in this song. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN.
She came to me, said she knew me, said she'd known long time, and she spoke of being in love with every mountain she had climbed, and she talked of
Martin Murphy did Carolina in the Pines, his follow-up to Wildfire, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget from 1975. And that, like I said, may be the newest song we ever play here on WRJN. We now return you to 1965 with Herman's Hermits. WRJN. Yeah, they're going to be singing that one on the 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. And Don Rosen has tickets that you can win. Listen mornings on WRJN.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass. Joe.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A polar vortex has taken over from Bismarck, North Dakota, where it's 24 below right now, to South Texas. And a winter storm is taking direct aim at the East Coast.
With spring flowers already blooming, the snow will be a crocus crusher. Frankie Gaines lives in New Kent County, Virginia.
The snow is fine as long as I don't have anywhere to go.
People are getting ready for snow and cold in the military town of Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Snow shovels, ice melts, faucet covers.
Brutal cold will sweep across the middle of the country from the upper Gulf Coast all the way to the U.S.-Canada border. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
New York Mayor Eric Adams is due in court today as federal prosecutors try to dismiss corruption charges against him. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
The government needs this judge's leave to actually get this case dismissed. So the judge has a lot of authority.